What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thought.
We are on a roll with the solo episode.
We are. We kicking the year off right. We yes. off to a good start.
Y'all ask and we listen. And we deliver. Okay, we deliver. You know what? I had to pull out Old Faithful today.
What's Old Faithful?
You know this outfit. Oh. This is Old Faithful, y'all. Let me tell y'all, this is like...
Oh, my God.
I haven't worn this in a long time.
I guess until you just said something and I just thought about it, I didn't even realize that is your Old Faithful jumpsuit.
Okay, y'all.
That jumpsuit done got you through a lot.
Let me tell y'all something.
It held it down.
I don't know. Well, obviously, y'all don't know me in real life, but one thing about me, if I find something that I like fits me... I'm going to wear it forever. Lucky I can't find this in no other colors, or I don't remember where I got it from.
Oh, my God. Remember that green dress?
What green dress?
Remember you had that dress that I used to hate that you would wear, that dress you would wear all the time, and your ex hated it, too?
No, it was my night dress. It was orange and blue with the
stripes. Oh, it was orange and blue.
It was orange and blue.
Why I said it was green? Oh, my God. All I could remember was I hated that dress, and you knew I hated it, so you used to wear it on purpose.
It was this little dress, y'all. It was so comfy, and it made my body look so cute, so I would always wear it to bed. And it was funny because Drea and my ex hated it. He'd be like, dog, you got that dress on
again?
Yes. Hey, Pooh. But yes, one thing about me is like when I like something, I mean, I'm not more so like that now because I can afford to shop now and buy food. But back in the day, like for real, when I would find something that fit me good, because it's like I only had like $20 to spend, bitch, okay? So I used to wear this outfit down to the ground. So I had to bring it back one good time.
We love a little pinstripe. Yeah. You know, it's real classy. I love me a little pinstripe suit.
And the good thing about this suit is like this could mean business.
Or it can be party.
Party
time. Right.
Because that ass be clapping in this motherfucker.
It do. I've seen it in action.
Girl, I would wear this to work and leave work and go straight to the club.
Hey.
A mood.
We love an outfit that you could use for different purposes, all right?
I do feel like, but you know what's crazy? Speaking of, we're going to get back to, I know we always get off topic, but do you believe like if you post a picture in an outfit, you can't wear it no more?
No, I feel like I'm not going to post another picture in it.
Big facts.
But I'm going to wear it again. We buy clothes to wear them.
Yes.
I don't understand why people think you can't keep rewearing stuff. Like, right. I'm not going to just wear something one time.
Right.
Now, I'm not. Now, certain things, like, I feel like if it's, you know, like, I feel like plain clothes, like, everyday stuff that's just, like, one color, don't really have no writing on it or don't have no pattern or nothing, you could wear that a lot.
Yeah.
Now, certain things you can't keep wearing. Like, this dress, I wouldn't keep wearing this, yeah. Like, that's a whole bunch of times.
This has been in my closet for a year and a half. I've been waiting to pull this motherfucker out again. All right, now you got your rest.
Because I feel like sometimes when you wear stuff that's, like, too specific, yeah, eventually people going to be like, damn, she got that out again.
Like we was with you in this.
That
girl with them Prada boots. Remember? We're not going to say her name.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
But
I think shoes is a little bit different too, though.
No, she had them Prada boots on. It's 100 degrees in Atlanta.
Well, I know who you're talking about, and I agree about them boots. But I'm saying with shoes, though, I think it's a little bit different, especially if it's, like, expensive shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you need to get your money's worth out of this.
But you know what? Also, I don't buy trendy shoes. I don't buy trendy nothing. I don't buy trendy bags. I don't get trendy shoes, nothing like that. Because if anything, if it's like $500 or over, I want my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I buy classic pieces that's gonna last forever. Oh, I didn't even see her drop mine off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this about the repeating outfits. I'm not gonna lie. I don't judge you. Like if you have on an outfit that you posted a picture and I see you in the outfit, who cares? Whatever. But if you got on your outfit that you got on in your profile picture, I'm gonna judge you a little bit.
Oh, I got on a bikini. You ain't gonna see me in that. Don't worry, you say. But no, for real though, back to them boots though. I know them boots used to be hot and funky.
Funky boots.
I know them boots was funky.
They was probably leaning.
They probably was.
Oh my God.
Probably had a little hole at the toe.
Yeah.
You know when you wear shoes too much, started to get a little hole at the toe.
You be like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to my Yeezys when I started working out in them. The little hole in the frame.
Oh, yes. I do remember that hole because your man was making fun of you.
He was. He was making fun of me and would not buy me no more sneakers.
He would. He would. Buy you everything in the world.
Buy me everything else, but wouldn't buy me no more.
He drew the line at some $100 sneakers. Okay, nigga. You showed her.
No, ooh, bitch. But it was because of my nails. It was because of my toenail. It probably started poking the little
that
hole
toenail alone. Mm-hmm. I do like a little long toenail.
Me too. I like it. I don't like no little short, stubby toenail. Like, yo, I feel like your big toenail supposed to be big.
It's supposed it's to a be big like, toe. I'm here, ho ass mm-hmm. nigga, to be painted.
Everybody need to see it.
Everybody needs to see it. Okay. So, we have something that we're going to do at the top of the episode today.
And before we do that.
Oh, my bad.
Before we do that, we forgot that we need to start telling y'all to subscribe to the channel.
Yes.
Subscribe. Ooh. Click the subscribe button. If you like the content, click the subscribe button. Subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to click the like button, too. So, yeah, we have a new little segment, though, that we're going to introduce.
We don't
this
know
week.
What we're going to call it.
I don't know what we're going to call it yet. Maybe we should let them name me because we let them name the voicemail segment. And I like yeah. the names that y'all was sending us. So we're going to have a new segment where we're going to be like reading tweets from Twitter about Poor Minds.
Okay.
So if y'all come up with some catchy names.
Well,
you know,
I think this is YouTube.
This from YouTube?
Yeah, this is from YouTube.
Oh, my bad. From YouTube. So, yeah, if y'all have some catchy names for the segment, go ahead and send it to us. We should start reading some of them from Twitter, too, though.
Yeah, but we're going to start. I want to read some mean ones, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so one says, y'all be riding for LS, and I'd love to order some, but they don't ship to my state. Otherwise, I would have been supported and got some for my little bar cart. Hopefully, one day they expand to Tennessee. Anyways, love you ladies. And that's from Olivia Simmons, 2461. Well, you heard them, LS. Shout out to LS Cream Liqueur.
Yes.
They always support the pod. Y'all make sure y'all try it. Mm-hmm. Tell them Poor Minds sent you. Wherever you go, bars, liquor store, if they don't have LS Cream, y'all make sure y'all tell them, hey, y'all need to get some LS Cream yes. so y'all can try it. Okay?
You can always request it. If they don't have it in your state, request it. And he'll get it at the liquor stores in your state,
oh,
at the bars in your state. He might even pull up and pull you some. All right? That's how hospitable he is.
He is. Okay.
But, okay, so the second one says, when I tell you Poor Minds is consistent, they missed 1 week, not even during the holidays, like everybody else. Next to 85 and Country Wayne, they the most consistent group on the internet.
I'll say this. I think that... I've always said I think people that do podcasts in like seasons, that's a little weird for
it
me
is,
personally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would feel so weird if we didn't drop a Poor Minds episode.
Yeah, I just think it's become like...
habit. Yeah. We can't leave our girls and our guys.
We've been doing it for so long and we don't never skip a week.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would we start now? I don't know.
And we do take breaks. I think everybody deserves a break, but we also prepare for our break. So if we know we're going to be gone for 2-3 weeks,
we're
going to pre-record for y'all. So we got y'all, period. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to skip around some because this is a lot. It says, I love the karaoke segments. Drea, you ate this song and Lex held you down. I can't wait to see what this new year has in store for Poor Minds and the Poor Crew. Well, I'm not going to lie either, y'all. This year, we are definitely focused on growing our channel, getting more views and all that good stuff. So I'm excited for the new year, too.
I am, too. Mm-hmm. I am, too.
All right, what else?
I just feel like y'all deserve more subscribers. And that's why I just told y'all ass to subscribe. Because I agree, Star Jackson 6907.
Period. Oh, I didn't shout my girl out. The one who read the one before was Killo Mizey. I hope I said that right. Killo Mizey. And then the one before that was Jonathan Grant 9486.
Mm-hmm.
So thank y'all so much for the comments. And don't y'all be careful when y'all comment negative shit because that's gonna get read too. And I'm gonna put you on blast and I'm gonna tell the Poor Crew to get you. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Let me stop being mean. We're gonna start the new year off with positivity.
Okay, and speaking of, Ty, tell us what we're drinking.
So, you know, the still new year, we're still doing some mocktails going on here. And again, I'm keeping y'all with less sugar. Uh oh.
Y'all know how I go down the wrong
She's
pipe.
She's sucking that motherfucker down.
This shit good. It tastes like apple pie.
Ooh, okay. So for this one, this is going to be called Take a Chill Pill. This is going to be one of our mocktails that we have. We have some chai. We have some pomegranate juice. We have some bubbly sparkling cider, which is like a blush rosé sparkling cider. So that's kind of going to tie into that apple, that pomegranate, tie it all together. And then we have a splash of honey. What I did is I put some pomegranate seeds towards the bottom and then garnished it with another apple. So you can see some of the pomegranate seeds floating around in there. But it's nice and light, not too sweet. Still has a little bit of that carbonation, a little bit of a fizz. So it gives like a spritzer to it. And no alcohol, but you can add whichever spirit you like just to kind of top it off if y'all aren't doing dry January.
Yes, it's so good.
I am counting down the days of dry January. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, we went out to eat last night.
We did.
And we didn't have one drink. We ate really healthy. We did good. But I was just like, when I got home, I was hungry again.
You was hungry again?
Yes.
Why? We ate a lot of stuff.
I mean, but we didn't. We ordered a lot of stuff. We didn't finish our food. Yeah. We were like nibbling on the appetizers. We really didn't eat a lot.
But you know, I never really eat a lot.
I do. Yeah. I like to finish my plate.
I don't really be eating that much. Yeah. So I don't. I feel like I was. I'm eating the same as I normally do.
Yeah. Right not now. Me. I'm definitely like eating a lot less. But yeah, I went to bed. I was like, damn, I'm kind of still hungry. But I just went to sleep anyway.
Yeah.
My friend told me. I don't know why I randomly thought about that because I'd be cleaning my plate. Mm-hmm. Like when you on a date, I don't be caring. Like some people be like, oh, let me not because I don't want to know. But my friend said she was on a date with this guy, and he finished his plate and he started going like this.
Mm-mm. No, the day would have been over. Because I know you ain't that fucking hungry.
He started doing like this. This is my question.
He acting like he ain't had a meal in a while.
And he had money. It wasn't like, no, he wasn't no like.
I just feel like bring back etiquette. Like, oh my bring God. Back table manners. People yes. do not be having table manners no more. I know that shit was busting, but it was not that goddamn good for you to be leaking the plate.
Like, he was literally like wiping the plate and going like this. And my thing is this.
Just order some more. Order a to-go plate.
One, order some more. Or two, when you lick the plate or you start picking up crumbs off your plate, is that supposed to like make you more full? Like all of a sudden, if you pick up this little crumb, you're like, okay, that's what I needed. Now I'm full.
No, I
what
don't.
What is it for?
I don't think so. I think people more so do that because whatever it was that they were eating, they was really enjoying this shit. They and want they that upset flavor. That it's gone.
They want that flavor.
I feel like, yeah, they want a little more. They want a little more. Ugh. That's why they just like, let me go ahead.
Girl, get she the said rest he of the was little residue. Like this. Residue is crazy.
Residue, the plate residue.
Yeah, residue.
But no, I ain't never been on no date with nobody. I ain't never been with one of my friends and they did something like that. I just feel like that's too motherfucking far.
That is too
You
far.
Ain't got no class. No decorum.
So what are... this is solely off subject again.
What?
Have you ever been on a date with somebody who had, like, bad etiquette and it, like, rubbed you the wrong way or you felt like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing?
No, not really. No, mm-hmm. I've never been on a date with somebody who didn't know, like, that you're supposed to use your fork and knife. They didn't know how to use it properly. I feel like, you know, they be knowing to put the napkin on your lap. Yeah, I never really been on a date with somebody. Now, one of my friends did go on a date with this dude, and she said that he put his napkin in his shirt.
Okay. All right.
And I'm like, are you a child? Yeah, are you afraid that you're going to waste your food on your clothes?
Yeah, I don't. If you put a napkin in your shirt, I'm going to think something wrong.
How would you feel if you was that Juicy Crab, though? Would you be okay if you wore a bib?
No, I would not be okay if you wore a bib because, like, I'm a country
But Juicy
bitch.
Crab is, like, more of that type of environment care. Where I think it's more acceptable.
To wear a bib?
Yeah, because that's why they have them, for people to wear them.
No, I'm sorry. If you go to Juicy Crab, you need to know how to eat and get in there and keep it clean. When I leave Juicy Crab, I'm not to stain on me. Not a stain
But
on
everybody
me.
Is not that coordinated.
And
I would prefer for, especially if this is like the first stop, I don't think
First stop, because where the fuck y'all going smelling like crab leg and garlic butter, bitch?
We going somewhere else.
Y'all
we going
to take y'all ass.
Girl, we going to party.
I wish you would step in the club smelling like sausage and boiled eggs.
I didn't say I'm going to the club, but like that could be the first stop of the night, you know, having a
It
little...
needs to be the last stop.
Why would it be? You be stinking when you leave Juicy Crab?
When you leave Juicy Crab, you got garlic and onion smell on your hands.
First of all, some people wear gloves. I don't.
I don't
But some
either.
People wear gloves, so that could not be an option. Number two, if you go and wash your hands should still not stink. And if you clean it under your nails and shit, your nails and your hands should not stink after you eat crab legs.
They're going to, I'm not saying stink, but they're going to still have that scent on there. Unless you're like really scrubbing with like lemons and doing all that. Like you really got to scrub your hands to get that smell.
Girl, I don't know. I feel like no, because are you eating? I don't know. I disagree. Because I have definitely went to Juicy Crab and then went somewhere afterwards and my hands did not smell like crab.
It's giving shrimp tail vibes.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. I don't think that. I just feel like if you hygienic and you clean under your nails and stuff, right, you will be
straight. It's not about being hygienic or not. It's about like that smell just stays on you.
It don't.
It do.
It really don't.
But I'll say this though. If I go to Juicy Crab with a nigga and he put gloves on, that's an ick.
I wouldn't care.
I don't like that. Why? You need to get in there. The fuck? Oh, now you want to wear rubber.
But he's still getting in there. He just, you know, don't want it on his hands.
You know, he ain't never cared about putting the covering and protecting shit until we get the Juicy Crab. Don't start now, hoe ass nigga. Mm. No. I want somebody that know what they doing. I don't like that all. Man, let's get in there raw. Raw. I like a nigga that eat his crabs raw. I don't need all that.
I don't really care. You can eat your crabs how you like.
Yeah, I just feel like I like a professional seafood bag eater. Mm-hmm. I like a real eater. Real mm-hmm. eaters don't use gloves or bibs.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He ain't got to be a real eater, though. Mm-hmm.
Speak for yourself.
He don't.
Or, I'll say one more thing. If we go and eat sushi and you use your hands or try to use a fork to eat sushi, that's like an ick. I'm not going to like stop talking to you, but that's definitely an ick.
Hands, yes. Fork, no. Everybody don't know how to use chopsticks. I feel like niggas be thinking they know how to use chopsticks and they ass don't be knowing how to use them hoes either. Just because you picking it up do not mean you using them.
I would rather you at least try or give an effort or, you know, we can learn together. We can make a fun topic out of it and talk about it and laugh about it. Mm-hmm. But I would rather you try and or ask me or be like, oh, well, I'm finna get on tip. Like, that's fun. That's something funny. But at least try. Mm-hmm. Don't be like, I ain't just trying that shit. I ain't. And like picking it up with your
Yeah, picking it up with your hands is a little extra. But the crazy thing is, honestly, in a lot of like Asian cultures and stuff, they eat sushi with their hands.
They do?
Yes. Hmm. That's why they have like hand rolls and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the places I go, they be always handing me the little chopsticks. So I just be
they have like hand rolls and all of that stuff that people actually eat.
Well,
with
I know
their
it's
hands.
Like some dishes. You know, that a lot of countries, you know, it's crazy though. I feel like a lot of cultures use their hands now that I'm thinking about it. Because I know it's a lot of food in like in India that they eat with their hands, Nigeria.
Ethiopia, yeah.
And it do, like, it's some Nigerian food is like you cannot use utensils with. It just don't taste the same. You know how like you drink a drink and it tastes different
now
with
the
straw?
Now that's what I feel like linger on your hands and stuff. What, and fufu? Linger on your clothes. Nigerian food. They be using
good.
All them spices and stuff.
Oh my God, that'd be
no, it do be good, but it lingers on your clothes.
It definitely does. It be them onions. You know I love a little onion. Okay, man, go ahead with the first topic. Cause what are we talking about?
I don't know what the hell we be talking about. We just be going on a tangent about nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P. Have you ever, like, checked your account and you was like, man, I had $30, but now you got $5 and you don't know where your money going? I'm going to tell y'all what it is right now. When you sign up for subscriptions, you totally forget about it and you don't know that you're getting charged every single month. You may forget, but these companies don't forget. So I'm going to tell y'all about RocketMoney.com. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money. They've canceled over $500 million in subscriptions. So if you want to save your money and realize, oh, I signed up for this, I don't remember, cancel it. I'm telling you, go to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. I'm telling you, I signed up for things 2-3 years ago I had totally forgot about. And I'm telling you, it adds up. So go to rocketmoney.com/poorminds and save your money today. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/poorminds. That's rocketmoney.com/poorminds. rocketmoney.com/poorminds.
Okay, so for the first topic, I really wanted to talk about the past does not matter? Or do you think that the past doesn't matter? I've been listening to this audiobook lately for like probably like the past few days. And in the book, the author was basically just saying like the past doesn't matter. It's an excuse that people use to not reach their potential or to hold them back because they don't have courage to be the person that they really want to be. So they like to say that past traumas and things that happened in their past is what's affecting them. You know, accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish or being the person that they want to be. I kind of agree with that to a certain extent. But, of course, I would like to know your view.
I don't agree with that.
I don't think that it doesn't completely matter. Like, I don't think the past doesn't completely matter. But I definitely think a lot of the time people use, like, past experiences and stuff as an excuse for why they can't accomplish certain things.
Right. The reason that
I
disagree is because I think a lot of times the past does matter because a lot of times people's past has traumatized them in a way that they don't even have the mental capabilities to, you know, do the things that they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, this is just an example, and it might be an extreme example. Like, say somebody has something happen to them traumatizing to where they don't feel comfortable, like, going outside or something because something happened with them, you know, they were abused or anything like that. So they want to work from home. They only feel safe at certain environments and things like that. So sometimes things happen to people to where they just don't have the capability of even trying to get out and do new things. So that's why I say it depends.
It's
on
funny
certain...
that you said that because in the book, they actually use that as an example. And the author was saying, like, that's some bullshit. You staying in the house because that's what you want to do.
I mean,
and I agree, like, you always have choices.
You do have choices.
You know, so I think that you always have a choice to choose to move forward and get past things and get over things. Not to say that it's going to be easier, or not to say that you'll ever completely be over a situation, especially if something traumatic like abuse happened to you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I think that you always have a choice in how you choose to deal with the things that happen to you.
Absolutely. But I also think, too, that
strong... So I think staying in the house, that's just something that you're doing to because you feel like that's helping you cope with it. But in reality, I mean, it's not changing anything.
I agree with that. It's not helpful. It doesn't change anything. But I do feel like strong-minded people and strong-willed people, we need to stop thinking that everybody has the same thought process as us.
I don't think that. I don't think that at all. I think everybody thinks... Everybody handles things differently, but at the same time, if you're using that as an excuse or as a crutch for why you can't reach your potential or do the things that you want to do, then you have to realize, like, it really don't have to be that, though. You could be a completely different outcome because you can always wake up every day and decide what you want to do differently.
I mean, I guess I look from it as a point of view of, like, people who deal with depression.
But that's different.
How is that different?
That's a medical diagnosis.
I mean, somebody being traumatized can do something to your brain that is something medical going on.
It could be.
It can cause some kind of chemical imbalance up there. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
It could, but I think that it's a difference. A lot of people walk around whenever they sad or whenever they going through shit, they be like, oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I'm depressed. You're not really depressed. Mm-hmm. Like, people who deal with, who have been diagnosed with clinical depression, it's a complete difference from somebody who just sad, who going through some shit.
I mean, I think there's levels of depression, though.
I think it is absolutely levels of depression, but it's still a difference. Like, if I'm going through something and say I go get an evaluation from a therapist or whatever, and they're like, well, you're not depressed. You just sad about a current situation that's going on in your life. That's completely different from somebody who truly suffers from clinical depression.
From something that's
so where it's like debilitating for them.
Yeah.
They cannot go on with their life. They cannot cope with shit because they really, really, it's like a chemical imbalance.
But some people do have functional depression too. So it's like they may look
but
like...
But it's still real. Like if you're diagnosed with any type of depression, then you're diagnosed with it. It doesn't matter whether it's functional or not. You're still being diagnosed with depression.
Right. But I'm saying all that to say that is still affecting how they view things, how they move with their life. So that's why I say the past does affect somebody because... Maybe these people that are staying in the house, maybe they're dealing with depression. So that's why I say a lot of times we don't know what's going on with people. Like, it's easier for somebody who has a positive outlook on the world. They feel like, you know what? I'm going to conquer this shit. I'm going to get it. we don't understand, like, a serious chemical imbalance. Like, I say this all the time.
But depression isn't always caused by something that happened to you. People who really have clinical depression, like, a lot of the time they don't even know what causes it.
Right, because it's no. Just something. I agree. I feel like, because I talk about this all the time, like, me dealing with, like, seasonal depression. I didn't even know what seasonal depression was until I got older. And I started going to therapy, and I was like, oh, okay, this is what it is. And I realized, okay, bitch, you're just happier when the sun is out. I don't know why. When the sun goes down, bitch, I get sad. Even when I was younger, I didn't even like the sun setting because it just made me feel some type of way. Of course, I didn't know what that meant. But I say all that to say it's like some people really, maybe these people that he's talking about that are like in the house because they don't, maybe they don't even realize that they're dealing with something that's a little deeper than just like something traumatic. I just feel like sometimes we just need to give people a little bit of a grace because just like we don't understand how their mind works, that they want to be in the house and not reach their goals and not try, they don't understand how our mind works where we can like, okay, let's turn this shit on. Let's go. Let's get it. Because just like us, like when your dad passed and you were able to literally go record the next day, people probably thought, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Right.
They don't understand how your mind works like that. They probably looked at you like, this bitch is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, that's fair. But at the end of the day, it's not about having grace for people because I don't not have grace for people that are going through things or people that handle things different than me. I think that in the book, all he was saying is that, like, you have choices. Right. And to me, that's all it boils down to. Mm-hmm. It's not about not having grace for people.
Yeah.
I think some people choose to, like, again, some people really have clinical depression and different medical issues and different things going on in their head, like schizophrenia, bipolar, just a whole bunch of different medical conditions that CTE. You could have. CTE.
We ain't talking to no more CTE niggas in 2024, bitch.
Facts. But a lot of people really have like real shit going on that prohibits them from being able to live life normally. But then I think some people really just use a lot of shit that has happened to them as a crutch.
Okay,
so
let me ask you this. I feel like just like, because I think the past does matter. So just like the past can affect somebody negatively to hinder their dreams and stuff, but I feel like your past made you who you are. So why can your past affect you to be a positive person and a go-getter, but somebody's past can't affect them to be like...
I don't feel like that though, because I feel like I done had fucked up shit happen in my past too. Everybody has.
Yeah.
But I didn't let that stop me from becoming the person that I am. So you could look at it like that as well.
Yeah.
It's not like my life have been peachy the whole 32 years.
No, your life hasn't been peachy. But I will say, from somebody who knows you, and even me, myself, like, we've all been through shit. But we were dealt some pretty fucking good cards in life.
I disagree. I think that we worked to get to where we are.
No, when I'm saying that, I'm saying, like, we never had to deal with homelessness. We never had to deal with wondering where our next meal came from.
That's
we never
fair.
Had to deal with a lot of things that a lot of people, like, we just didn't have a hard life growing up.
And it's a lot of people who have dealt with those things, too, and they still became successful.
Yeah, that is true. But like I said, I think there's just two different sides. Some people were wired different. Some people are just wired different. I don't know where
I don't
comes
even
from.
Think it's a wired different thing, though, because I think you could change your mindset. It's so many times I see interviews or I see things online where people would be talking about, like, oh, at one point I used to be lazy. At one point I had no drive. I was a procrastinator. And then one day I just decided, like, I'm not going to be like this anymore. And it didn't happen overnight, but I took the steps to get to where I'm trying to go. I think anybody can change.
Okay, you know what? I'll agree with you on that.
And I think some people choose to be victims of their circumstances.
Yeah, I can agree to a certain extent. But sometimes I feel like some people just really, they just don't have the resources. And they just don't have...
But a lot of people don't have the resources. And they still made something out of nothing.
But that's really a small percentage, though. It's not a lot of people with that glory story,
bro. And that's
fine,
but I sometimes feel like it might be a bigger percentage if people change their mindset.
But I'll say this. When I think about people who are poor, you can't just wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going to work my ass off and I'm going to work my ass out of poverty. It's literally... like, not that easy.
Everybody can't do it, for sure. Yeah. We know that. That's why it's way more people who are who don't make that much money than people that do.
Right.
It's obviously not easy to do, but at the same time, nobody can tell me that it's impossible because a lot of people have, like, still a lot of people have done it.
Yeah, a lot of people have done it. But
maybe
like
not
said,
in comparison to, like, the world population.
Those people are an anomaly, though. Like,
that's fair.
It's not, like... I don't know. Some people, I don't want to say like, oh, they blessed or that they lucky because I do believe in hard work. I know that I'm here. And at the end of the day, like I always talk about, oh, I had $3. Did definitely have $3. But I was surrounded by people like if
you
I
had
really,
resources.
I had resources. Some people just really don't. A lot of times in these people who are making it out of, you know, being poor, they met somebody or they connected to somebody. So it's like, you know, they were able to put themselves in a position to have resources. A lot of people don't even have that. They don't even have that capability of, some people got the gift of gab. They don't have nothing in their bank account. They don't have nothing, but they, you know what? They finessed their ways in these rooms and they made shit happen.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the people who just don't have none of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have none. They don't
but
have
I
the gift of gab.
I don't feel like nobody don't have. I disagree. I feel like it may be because I believe in God and stuff. I just feel like God, I feel like God has put something in everybody. Everybody got something. Mm. So you might have, you have something. You just haven't tapped into what the something is.
Could be, maybe need to sell a little pussy.
Okay. Hey, but I mean, but that's something.
That's the way to, hey, that's something. God didn't make all coochies equal now.
That's something.
I'm telling you.
But I'm not recommending this. That's what you use, though. Hey, but
I use it. Anyway.
But at the end of the day, but it ain't get you here, though.
It sure did. Let me clarify that. Let me clarify that, okay? Jesus Christ.
But no, I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, I do feel like I think that shit be happening to you in your past and it be fucked up, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But how you choose to deal with it is all up to you. Mm. It really is.
I do believe that how you choose to deal with it is up to you. But
and you
I,
can't use it as an excuse to, like, for why you're not where you want to be.
I'm,
you're not where you want to be, probably because you're lazy.
I don't think that's necessarily
or...
an excuse. I think sometimes shit is just, it is what it is.
What you mean?
Like, sometimes there are people who work hard, who aren't lazy, who get up every day.
We're
and
not
they're
talking
just...
about those people, though.
So, but I'm saying, you say somebody can, like, work themselves out
We're
of...
talking about the past. What does your past have to do with you working hard?
Because I'm saying, like, somebody who grew up in a poor family, right? Or somebody who, you know, grew up in a broken home, who don't have much. And, you know, when they turn, right as soon as they turn 15, 16, they had to get a job. So they're just in this cycle of taking care of the household. Like, when would they really, and you know, they might look up, because we all know how time flies. They may wake up every day working hard as hell, getting up at the crack of dawn, working they 12 hours a day, and then they look up one day and they 30.
Okay.
Because that's how life really be happening. And so it's like, they're not lazy. They're not, they're just a product of their past and their circumstances. So it's like, yeah, these people, they may not be successful. They may be depressed. They may not be where they want to be. But I wouldn't necessarily say that they're making an excuse or they're like,
but those, but those people don't, they don't fall in the category I'm talking about because they're not making an excuse.
Well, so I mean, I'm saying you can have a conversation with this person. He'd be like, yeah, I wanted to be a CEO or I wanted to be a rapper or I wanted to be an actor, but I can't do it because I have to work 12 hours a day to provide for my family.
But if you see them working hard, then they're not making an excuse.
So, I mean, but that you could technically say that's an excuse.
You really can't, though, because I feel like some people really put the work in and it just does not happen for them. Mm. Just because you don't become successful, that don't mean that you wasn't trying.
Right. I mean, yeah. I guess I could say that.
And
but
I think
like...
that that's still not using your past as an excuse. Like, you could have been somebody who had to leave your house at 16 years old, 15 years old and start working. You could have used that as an excuse to be a bum, but you still been working hard. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you haven't excelled in whatever career path you're trying to be in, that doesn't mean that you're making an excuse. It just hasn't happened for you. Maybe it's just not in the cards for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I feel like the past definitely...
I feel like we got off track of, like, the past part.
Well, I'll say this. I do feel like the past affects your future and who you are in this moment. I do feel like that. But I do agree with you on the part on you have the choice on how you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do say that, like, I feel like every decision that I made in my life is why I ended up here. But I do feel like I was born into a quote unquote soft life. So things were easier for me. I'm not going to sit up here and act like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Shit was hard when I moved to Atlanta. I don't cover that up. I told the story about how I had to sleep in my car a lot of times. Like, that shit was hard. When I even think about it, it makes me like cringe. Like, because I can never go through that shit again. But I did that shit because of my ego as well.
Yeah, because I ain't know you was sleeping in the car.
Right, like, I did that shit because I didn't want to call my mom. I didn't want to call my sister. I got tired. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make this shit happen for myself. So, you know, different people, different stories. But, you know, let us know what y'all think in the comments.
Mm-hmm. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P. And y'all know we are in a brand new year. And I know we are all starting our New Year's resolutions. Well, I'm going to tell you about BetterHelp.com and how it's going to help you with your New Year's resolutions. I know one thing that we all always do is be hard on ourselves about what we're not doing, what we can do better. But we need to start talking about the things that we are doing good and expand on that. So BetterHelp is going to help you with that. If you've thought about giving therapy a try and you're not too sure about it, this is your sign to try it today. It is a new year and we all love to grow and become a better version of ourselves. And BetterHelp.com is going to help you do that. So what you're going to do is go to BetterHelp.com/poorminds. That's better. HELP.com/poorminds and get 10% off of your first month. If you wanted to start therapy, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You can do it from the convenience of your own home. And if you don't like your therapist, they make it super easy to change your therapist. BetterHelp.com/poorminds. Okay, so the next topic, we're going to move on. This is my favorite topic. Y'all know I love to talk about a little love, a little sweet, sweet love. So, is it difficult to differentiate love and infatuation? Now, I wanted to talk about this because I actually had a conversation with my best friend, Killa, the other day. Mm-hmm. And she has this video pinned on her Twitter. And she was like, you know, it's crazy to me that people take so long to fall in love. And you know, when you buy a dog, you're expected to love that dog that same day. You know, when you have a baby, the dad is expected, hey, I just met this little nigga, but I'm expected to love him right then and there.
Right.
Whatever, X, Y, Z. She was like, so why is it whenever you date somebody and y'all are vibing, why can't it be like, okay, I love this person. I may not be like deep in love, but I can have love for somebody. But I'm like, the reason I feel like bad, like I agree with it to a certain extent, but then again, I kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because infatuation and love can look exactly alike to me from my experience, because everybody knows I'm a lover girl. I love relationships. I'm never going to stop having a man. If me and this man don't work out, I will be in a relationship tomorrow. Watch yourself, hoe ass nigga.
Right.
Okay. So, but one thing that I have learned that I am working on moving forward in my relationships is like knowing the difference. Because when you first meet somebody, that honeymoon stage is like, oh my God, I can't get enough of this nigga. He's perfect. He's this, she's that. Y'all want to spend every waking day. But like once you get to that like 6 month mark, that's when shit start, y'all start getting comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start noticing little things that maybe you do like even more, or maybe that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like I use my sister and my brother-in-law for this example because they always look like they in a fucking honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that infatuation that she had for him turned into love. And she was like, it was the same thing for me. She was like, I feel the same way about him from the first date we went on till now, but I feel it more. It's more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel like sometimes people, I don't blame them. They be like, damn, I really thought this was the one, because infatuation and love really looks the same. Because when you really love somebody, you are infatuated with them. You are.
Yeah.
Now, when you're infatuated with somebody, you don't love them necessarily. But when you love somebody, you're infatuated with them. So when people get that shit confused, I don't even blame you, homegirl.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, I don't feel like, because what you were saying and Killa was saying, I feel like you, can you really say you love somebody, though, when you first meet them?
You meet your baby and you love them. You don't even know that nigga.
But that's different, though. You carried him for 9 months.
You don't know him, though.
It don't matter that you don't know him. I think it's just the attachment of the fact that he grew inside of you for 10 months.
Okay,
and
but
even with the dad, maybe the dad didn't carry him, but you still knew that that was your child in there growing for all of this time.
Okay, but if you have a baby, I'm expected to love your baby, right?
You not.
I mean, that's going to be
that would be nice.
That Yeah, but it's like...
But I feel like that's the problem sometimes with people. Like, they be putting too many expectations on people. Like, I wouldn't necessarily... I would hope you would love my baby. Because,
I'm like, I don't fuck with him.
Yeah, I would hope you would love my baby because you my friend. But at the end of the day, like, I wouldn't necessarily put that expectation on you.
Right, right.
Because this is my child.
Right, no, I get what you're saying.
The only person that's really expected to love him or her is me and the dad.
Right, okay, okay. That's fair, that's fair.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like loving people when you first meet them, to me, that shit always been a scam. Like, I don't think you could love somebody when you first meet them because you don't even know them.
Right. But I
think
say,
you love whatever version of them you think you know.
Right.
Because people, what we always say, people always put forth their representative a lot of the time when you first meet them.
Always.
So if you give it a little motherfucking time
that real,
and you really get to know this nigga, the real him gonna come out, and then you can say whether or not you love somebody once you really know them for who they are, the good, the bad, the ugly.
So let me ask you this, because you've been with the same person for a while now. Do you feel like whenever you first met him, you were a representative, or were you really yourself?
No, I was really myself, but I think that that's another thing, too, that you have to think about. How did the relationship start? If a relationship start off with you being friends with somebody first, then I feel like when you're friends with somebody, it's not... a lot of expectation.
Right, right.
It's not
right.
I'm not gonna say it's not a lot of expectation. It's not the same expectation as once you start dating a person.
So y'all start off.
So I feel like you're more
so
free to be yourself. Like I was completely 100% myself because number one, I was never thinking about dating you. So I'm just being myself.
Yeah.
It's just some shit that ended up happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think that a lot of the time when people get into situations off the rip, like you meet somebody for the first time and then y'all decide that y'all going to go on a date right then and there, I think people automatically be having in their head, okay, this is who I'm going to show them.
Yeah. And you know what's
and
crazy
even
to
be
me?
Honest, and even to be fair with going back to what you just asked me, I feel like when I was friends with the person that I'm dating, like it's a lot of sides of me that they had never seen either because you're my friend versus once you start dating me.
You see that anger, Dre.
Yeah, you ain't seen a lot of sides of me. So then once you start dating somebody and y'all get to a more intimate level, then it might be some shit about you that they like, oh, I ain't even know you had that problem. Or I ain't even know you was like that. And we done dealt with that too.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. But I guess for me,
that's
I feel
when
like
you know
this.
You love somebody though, when you can still put up with the parts that maybe you didn't know about or the parts that you're not so fond of.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, you know what? I'm still going to try to stick it out with you.
I think for me, the problem is I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I don't have a representative.
You do.
No, but let me tell you what it is, though.
I'm about to play with
no,
you.
No, no, when I say I don't have a representative, I mean like this. When I meet somebody,
Apple good time?
When I meet somebody, I am who I am. Now, have I dated somebody and they tried to change me and mold me into what they wanted me to be? And I tried to do that? Yes, but I cannot contain this personality. I can't hide who I am. So I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I get mad or when I'm upset, I don't really turn into like, okay, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I'll say this though. But that's not, to me, that's not a representative. You just haven't seen that side of me. Like you said, it's
no,
a side of you haven't
seen. It's a representative, too, because I feel like in the beginning of a situation, I can honestly say, I done been dating somebody, and in the beginning, they pissed me off. But I still thought about how I wanted to react while we in a dating stage. But then once you my nigga, once we together, I don't know. You really gonna see how I really feel about shit.
Well, you notice, one thing about me that I have noticed is I have a certain, this goes back to what I talked about with my anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on this in therapy and I'm starting to identify my triggers.
Right.
So for me, it was things that guys that I was dating in the past, they would do, especially one of my exes.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to trigger me and he would constantly do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what would cause me to blow up. Because I was like thinking about it and I'm thinking about another, like when I used to date Throwback Bae. I never used to blow up on Throwback Bae.
Mm-hmm.
Never did because he had a good communication style that I could get with. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So I think also the thing about love and infatuation too is like when you everybody has a bad side or a side that they don't like, but when you're with somebody who is loving and caring and y'all see each other and y'all understand each other, they're not even gonna bring that nasty, ugly. It's not gonna be perfect all the time, but they're not even gonna bring that side out of you, to be honest.
Do you feel like you can control your anger though? Because the book that I'm reading talk about that too, like how anger isn't like a real emotion.
You know what?
Or it isn't like a reason to necessarily react the way that you're reacting. The reason that you're reacting that way is because you want to make the other person submit.
Yep. I 1,000% agree.
And you could very much have like a similar outcome in letting them know how you feel by just using your words and not raising your voice and not being angry.
100,000% agree.
But do you think that that will actually make the person respect you though?
I think that a person is going to respect you when you communicate properly. I think I have a better chance of a person respecting me when I'm talking to them like this versus being on this rah, rah, rah shit.
But I think that's why people do it though, because they think like if I'm on that rah, rah, rah shit, man, that ain't, then you going to feel me and you going
to
respect me.
No, that's going to make a nigga be like, this bitch tripping. Let me go to my other bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell y'all, the other day my nigga made me mad. I was so mad. And I was like, see, I was, you know, that old Lex almost came out. And I said, you know what? I said, hey, babe, I need to hang up the phone for a minute and I'm going to call you back. So I hung up the phone and I did my little exercise that my therapist told me to do. And I called him back and we had a great conversation.
Did you tell him what you was upset about, though?
Yes. Yeah. And literally, it was like, the way when we have disagreements is like, it's very strange for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, okay, I can do this. Like, okay, you know, thank you, Ty, for my clap. Because I'm like, because I was about to go in. I'm like, ooh, this nigga got me. Oh, I was finna go in.
Yeah.
I was practicing what I'm finna say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, he finna feel me. Mm-hmm. He finna feel this. And I was like, you know what? Let me not do this. Let me not. And I was like, hey, let me call you back. I calmed myself down. I called him back. And it was good. And I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Because
I can't control him. I can't control anybody. I can only control myself.
Yep.
And one thing that I'm learning as well is you're going to be depressed, miserable, hate everything around you if you continuously try to control other people.
Mm-hmm.
Drea cannot make me happy. My man can't make me happy. My sister can't make me happy. They can contribute to that.
Right.
But I have to choose to wake up and be happy and how I can't control what y'all do. I can only control how I react and moving forward. You know, and how I respond. So we got a little off topic again.
Yeah, because I was asking you about anger.
But yeah, I do feel like it's not a representative. It's just a side of me that is there. But if you're a true friend, you're not even going to bring... You don't bring out that side of me. I used to be going off on my friends all the time. You don't bring... Like,
really?
Bro, me and my friend Lindsay from high school, we used to get in bad fights. We actually got in a fist fight before.
But that's different though, friend, because you're talking about like high school and stuff. I think too, that has a lot to do with you just maturing and becoming an adult.
Yeah, that is true.
Because the whole time I've known you, I've never really known you to like spaz on your friends. Niggas.
No, I spazzed on my friends before. One of my old friends I used to be cool with.
Mm-hmm.
We spazzed on each other before a few times actually. It was like two friends, but they just used to bring it out of you.
And I definitely think different people for sure bring different sides out of you. But I also do feel like it don't even gotta be a side, because getting so angry to the point that you feel like you gotta spaz on people, that's you letting somebody control your narrative.
Get facts.
And I be feeling like that's something that I've had to work on over the years, too. Because one thing about me, I'm a spaz on everybody.
Yeah.
Friend, nigga.
Mama. Oh, Miss Barbara. Leave Miss Barbara out of this, goddammit.
Everybody can get it.
Right.
Everybody. But it's like, now that I'm older, I don't really be going off on people like that for real, y'all. I really don't. Like, I just nip
you
the
have
shit.
Grown a lot.
Hell yeah,
like, when I
have.
Do something to bother you, be like, Lex, this ain't it. And we talk about it, you be like, mm-mm. I'm like, okay, friend, I'm sorry. And then we move on and that be it.
The old me would have been like, you bitch. And you bitch. You bitch. You bitch.
And you threw my wig out the window.
I didn't throw your wig out the window. It's actually still in that box.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about this story. We're not talking about this wig no more.
I told you, I'm keeping that wig forever, because when we get real, real rich and successful, I'm an auctioneer.
Girl, I don't want that crusty, dusty-ass wig.
That's what you think until you Emmy-nominated Lex P.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Speaking of
I'm going to put that hoe on eBay.
Okay, listen. So, back to the topic at hand. It's very, to me personally, I believe it's very difficult to differentiate love and infatuation because I see a lot of stories like, I'm sorry, I do believe in love. Love is very real to me. A lot of people be like, oh, love isn't real. It's just a temporary feeling, whatever, because when you love anybody, it's not going to be there forever because people die, people move away. But I'm like, I don't care if somebody dies. Like, I still, am I going to stop loving my mom because she's not here? No, that don't make no sense. Love is very real. But I think the reason that it's hard for people to explain what love is because love looks different for everybody. Mm. Like, you can think about this, y'all. You can explain everything. Everything is explainable. I can explain what this hair is made out of. Mm-hmm. I can explain what my skin is made out of. I can explain what this paper is made out of. You can explain space. You can explain time. Love is the only thing that we really cannot. You can explain what anger is, what sadness means. Love is the only like emotion or thing in this world that we can't really explain it.
Because it looks different
to everybody. It looks different for everybody. So yes, love is hard to differentiate between infatuation because hey, sometimes you go on a first date and you might leave home and be like, man, I think I love this nigga. And y'all may be together forever. You see stories like that a lot.
That is true.
Now, on the other hand, it does happen where you're like, oh, I think I love this nigga and it don't work out. But I don't think that should stop you from believing that, like, yeah, you can meet somebody like love at first sight. I truly believe that it can happen for some people. Mm.
I think it's infatuation that turned into love.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like you said, like, I don't think that you love somebody the day that you meet them.
Well, let me not say, like, deep in love.
Yeah, I think that you like them. I think that you're infatuated. And then I think over time, it turns into love. Yeah. And that's why a lot of the time you hear those stories about people who meet each other and they be like, oh my God, I just knew this was the one. Mm-hmm. And then they end up staying together. But I don't necessarily think that it's love. Because to me, the first day you meet somebody, you don't know the ins and outs of that person.
Well, when I say
and
love
you don't
at
truly
first sight,
love somebody until you can accept them 100%
with
for
their
who
flaws
they are.
Yeah. I agree, but I do say, like, I think that you can be talking to somebody for, like, if you talk to somebody for, like, say, like, y'all only been together for, like, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you and this person spend a lot of time together. Y'all are talking a lot. Even with my last relationship I was in, up now I know it was more infatuation and it wasn't real love, but I was able to recognize my feelings and live in that moment. And I realized, was I in love with him? No. But did I have love for him? Absolutely. Like, yeah. I had love for that person, you know, like the infatuation turned into love, but we weren't in love. So that's what I mean. Like, I do believe, like, you can be with somebody for a month or two. I'm not saying you got to be deep in love, but I'm like, damn, I got love for this nigga. Like, I really, you know, like, I'm not saying we're going to be like, I love you too, babe. But it's like, yeah, you can we can recognize, to me, love is deep, but love can also be very on the surface level. Like, I love things about you. I love to spend time with you. I love to be around you because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Love is a big thing.
It's a large spectrum.
Yes.
But I also think, it's the difference between being in love with somebody, though, and having love for people.
Yeah.
I feel like I have love for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I have not been in love with a lot of people,
and
though.
I can agree with that. I can honestly say, like, I always say this. I've loved a lot of people, but I can say I have been in love twice in my life. Like, in love. You know, they always say you fall in love 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like the first love, the big heartbreak, and then like your final love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm on my third one. I got to my last shot.
Not sure on your third strike, bitch.
I'm on my third strike. So let us know what y'all think. Is it difficult to differentiate love and infatuation? That's actually an interesting topic.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
y'all.
So now it's time
to get into the bed.
Bow.
The bed.
Bow.
The bed. Bow.
Bow.
Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow.
Mm-hmm. So for today in the bed topic, we haven't done this in a while. And I love doing this because I always feel like I learn cool things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do random sex facts today.
Mm-hmm. I love me a little random sex fact.
Me too. I feel like I'll be finding out interesting things. Okay, so go ahead. Read a few for us, Drea.
Okay, so the first sex fact, and I thought this was very interesting. It said women who went to college are more likely to enjoy receiving and giving oral sex.
Hmm.
And I wonder why.
Maybe because, like, you're always on the go. So you just need a quick lick before you go to class. Like, hey, can I borrow your Scantron?
It's going to help me with my test. A little head.
A little head.
little pretest head. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have, I just look at it like you don't have a lot of time. Like, in college, I was very busy.
I was busy,
like,
too.
Like, between, like, my extracurricular activities, actually going to school, work. You know, I didn't have time for a full-blown session now.
No, and I could see how, you know, that could keep you a little, that could keep you a little less stressed. You know, you're releasing some endorphins.
Yeah, I'll suck a little dick on the way to lunch.
On the way to lunch?
Yeah. Like, I'll stop by real quick, give you a little head before I eat my tuna sandwich. Not the other
one. I will hope before.
I'm not sucking no dick after Juicy Crab, though.
Oh, I don't be doing that either, because you be, it's like, to me, after you eat Juicy Crab, maybe it's just me, but like, I be burping and shit.
Oh my God.
And, you could still taste it for like hours later.
Remember that time I ate Juicy Crab before I came here and I kept burping garlic? Mm-hmm. You was so mad.
Because I don't know, we just do something and it just be stuck in there trying to escape.
You was so mad. You was like, legs.
Because it was
insane.
Yeah.
I love me some garlic and onions, baby. Okay. I thought this fact was interesting. Married people are more likely to masturbate than people living alone.
Now, that's crazy.
Because the way I be beating my shit up, if you masturbate more than me, you a sick bitch.
What that post said? I know your ghosts be mad. I know they be mad. They be like, fuck.
This bitch doing
not that. Again.
I'm trying to scare the bitch. I be scaring him.
Boof. Hey.
Boof. He hears zzzz.
Here we go again.
Oh, it's a haunted house in there, all right, bitch.
But no, I don't know. I think that's crazy. I think that is crazy, because I just would assume that married people have sex, like, often. Well, that ain't necessarily true either.
Well, I saw, there's this show on Showtime. It's called Couples Therapy.
Uh-huh.
It is so interesting, y'all. It's like, they show actual couples therapy, and it's just really good because you see the different things that people go through and how we all kind of low-key have the same problems in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this one couple, this guy, he was literally like, I just don't want to have, he was like, I love my wife. It's not like I'm not attracted to her. He was like, but I would just rather go masturbate. Like, he would literally get home from work, go take a shower, masturbate, eat dinner, and go to bed. He just like did not want to have sex. He was horny, obviously, because if you're beating your meat, you're horny.
Yeah,
he was
like,
just something about it. Like, he just didn't want to have sex with her. They just could not pinpoint what it was.
Maybe he just wasn't really, like, that physically attracted to her.
But he said that wasn't it. But you know what? I think sometimes, and I can't speak for married people because I'm not married, obviously, but I think sometimes people get tired of having sex with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I enjoy having sex with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually like to have sex with one person because that we can get real motherfucking nasty.
Yeah.
But I guess it's different.
I like
for
to
some...
have one sex partner too.
Yeah. So, but I guess it does get different once you reach that 20-year mark and mm-hmm. things like that. Things get a little different. But yeah, I thought that fact was a little interesting. What you got?
Okay. So I have women get erections too. So basically, you got like a micro penis.
I know that. My clit always hard.
We know.
Why would you say that?
Because we be seeing it.
But I knew that too, because, you know, when they do the trans surgery, they basically like pull the clitoris out and make it into like a penis.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen some women like in different porns, like some women be having a long clitoris. They do.
It'd be like a little baby dick.
Yeah. So imagine if they actually operated on it and pulled it all the way out.
I still think it's gonna be a baby D.
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Me
so.
Either.
If any of y'all are trans,
don't tell them to send us no pictures.
I want to see it. What's wrong? They send us pictures of everything else. I done seen some crazy shit.
Send us your dick.
Yeah, if you're trans and you have a penis, like you're a trans man, I would like to see your penis. I'm not kidding. So if y'all could send us that, thanks for research.
Thanks in advance.
For research purposes only. Send it to. Well,
Sag gonna open the email.
He gonna be like,
aww. He gonna click on the attachment. He gonna be like, mad as hell.
Here's the penis y'all asked for. Okay. So this is very interesting to me because I don't know. We've talked about this a little bit before. It says approximately 70% of people in the United States admit to fantasizing about group sex at some point in their life, and only more than 50% of people actually follow through.
Mm.
So a lot of y'all want to have group sex. And when I think of group sex, I'm not thinking of a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of like a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, three is technically a group though, right?
Three is a group.
So maybe they do count threesomes as that.
That's what I think. I think anything more than two people, that's a group.
Yeah, okay, that counts. It's crazy because on High Maintenance the other day, they were talking about threesomes, and they were saying, like, if you have a threesome in the daytime, you're extremely horny.
I think if you have a threesome, period, you extremely
I
horny.
Agree, but I do feel like if you on your lunch break, why are two people, like, why are y'all all in the vicinity fucking? That's a little...
Because they all on lunch.
That's crazy. Like, y'all supposed to be... It's supposed to be... I feel like threesomes are, like, a fun activity. Like, y'all been drinking, y'all outside, after the club type shit. Why are y'all having threesomes when the sun is still out?
If you've ever had a threesome on your lunch break, please write us and send us your testimony.
Don't. I already know. You horny.
I want to know about it.
I don't. You're horny as fuck, and you need to be jailed.
So you never played with yourself during your lunch break?
No, but you have.
I sure did.
You need to be arrested.
I couldn't wait for my break.
She was like this.
Can I take lunch early? I'm going to need an hour and a half today.
Definitely. You feel like I had that little lipstick vibrator. In my purse, nobody knew.
You are a horrible person.
Okay, I got one more.
Okay.
There are between 500 and 1,000 deaths per year due to autoerotic asphyxiation.
I believe that. What's that guy's name that was in Kill Bill?
Asphyxiation, my bad.
He actually hung himself in the closet because he used to like to hang himself for like...
Oh, and he died.
And he ended up accidentally really hanging himself.
Damn, while he that's was doing, crazy.
Bro, I would be so embarrassed.
I get it, though, because I like to get choked a little bit.
Yeah, but imagine, like, niggas find your body with a butt plug in that motherfucker.
And like, the light's still going off.
The music in the background. Wow.
The stars on the ceiling coming out your butt.
Genuine playing in the background. The wine bottles on the floor. And you dead, but you smiling. Because you just bust a mean nut. Oh, life is crazy.
No, that's crazy. Dying.
Bro, if
during sex is crazy.
If I have my butt plug in, bro, just leave it in. Just bury me with it.
Don't leave that shit in. You better take it out.
Why? For what?
What do you mean for what?
Well, take it out for what?
I don't want to be buried with a butt plug,
bro,
in my booty hole.
Like, I don't want my family to know. I don't want the autopsy. I don't need all
you
that
out.
You
know what I always be wondering now? Like,
what, man?
Like, when you die, like, when you go to heaven, like, do you go as is?
Oh, God.
Like, I be wondering it. So, like, imagine you died with a butt plug in your booty.
I'm walking up to the pearly gates like, zzz, zzz, zzz. He gonna be like,
butt ass naked.
Hell no. So you know your ass not supposed to be up here.
Turn your ass around.
Turn around. Get your
no, for real though. I really do be wondering that. Like, do you come as is?
I don't know. I always imagine they have like white robes on or something, right?
Oh, I mean,
like, they cover you up a little bit.
Yeah, but I just always wonder, like, however you look when you die, is that like how you gonna look for eternity?
Well, I heard that too. Like, whenever
or do we not have, or are we just little souls floating around and you don't look like nothing?
I don't like that. I need to see who talking to me, bitch. Cause who is you, baby? I'm beefed up with some, like, it's some of my ops up there, bitch. I want my kids. Mommy, girl, fuck you.
You are fucking stupid as fuck.
I don't need to be talking to my ops because, hey, this beef forever, bitch.
Oh,
for
my
eternity.
God, you are stupid
this
as fuck.
Beef is for eternity.
No, so why, though? Why I actually know somebody who, like, her boyfriend died while they was fucking.
Damn.
On top of her.
He had, like, a heart attack?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Lay there.
He
was a big nigga. She couldn't move.
How did she know he was dying, or she thought he was busting a nut?
I think that
those noises might sound the same.
Yeah, I think she thought that he was busting a nut and then he just collapsed. So she probably thought he was tired till she realized that nigga wasn't breathing no more.
She probably thought pussy too good.
It's to die for.
She Thought she ate that, huh? She was probably like, ooh, this nigga sleeping hard.
Girl, so yeah, so she had to call the ambulance.
That's not funny.
It's not. She had to call the ambulance, though, and then they had to come get him off of her because he was, like, too big. She couldn't move him.
So she was stuck under him.
Yeah, she was stuck under him for, like, a good 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. What's his dick
traumatic. Traumatic. Huh? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
I'd have been kissing on him one last time.
All right. You are... But yes, like, I'm like, that shit is so crazy. I don't know what I would do if something like that happened to me.
Yeah, that's a little traumatizing.
Because if he was still inside of her, now you got, like, a dead dick in you. That's crazy.
That's a good bucket list, though.
Dead dick?
Yeah, a little ghost dick.
Girl!
Y'all street. Okay, so those are our sex facts today. If y'all have any random sex facts that y'all would like to share with us.
I'm about to play with this lady.
We love it. So now it's time to get into
the bow.
Ow.
The bow.
Bow.
The bow.
Bow.
Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow. Bow.
Okay, y'all. So y'all know I dropped my sex playlist. So I'm just still doing, I love a good sex playlist.
You freaky.
So one of my songs on the sex playlist is called Can You by Carrie. I just love a good sex song.
By who?
Carrie. K-A-R-R-I. So, yeah, it's a really good song. I feel like, I think we just need to get back to love making. People don't make love to music no more.
They don't.
They really don't. Everybody just get in there. They want to get in and get out. We need to take our time. And I know that people talk about, oh, bring R&B back and all this stuff. Because, like, we need to bring back love songs. I agree. But I think we need to start making sensual sex songs again. This is a very, like, my playlist is a very sensual.
It's sensual.
It's a sensual.
It's a love making playlist. It ain't no fucking playlist.
Yeah, this is not a fucking playlist. It's like, I'm finna make love to my lady under the blue corn moon. You feel me? What you got?
I have I Don't Give a Fuck by T Grizzly, Chris Brown, and Mariah the Scientist.
I love that song.
I like that song too. And you know I love T Grizzly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you see his new video?
What?
Nigga is dancing his ass off.
Oh no,
bro.
I didn't see. He getting his Duke Deuce on?
Oh no, that nigga is getting his Chris Brown on for real.
He was dancing, bro, like that?
Dancing.
Oh, I gotta go watch the video.
No, he ate it up, seriously. I was like, what? They had him doing full-blown choreography, bro.
We need to have him come on the show.
Literally. He was eating. He looked good dancing like he didn't look. And that's what I'm talking about. We need to bring back entertainers.
Yeah.
I want to be entertained. Like, I love the fact that Offset be dancing on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We need to bring back a 1-2, an 8-count, a boom cack, bitch.
Y'all want to just see him on stage.
No, I'm tired of. But that's what, remember Lil Baby when he revamped his show and he brought Teyana Taylor on? He was doing a little boom cack himself.
What about Rod Wave?
Rod Wave? He be jumping off of the house.
He be giving us, but that's a little 1-2. I was entertained the first time I seen it. And if I would have been there in person, I would have been like,
the crowd was like, no! Rod, please!
Now that's what you call some fucking entertainment. I'll shout out this to Rod Wave.
Rod Wave, I'm not like, I don't listen to his music all the time.
Yeah.
I'm already sad enough as it is, bitch. But That just took me over the edge.
Bitch, that, he took him too. That was a production.
He said.
He went over the edge.
Bro, get your ass off that goddamn house, my nigga.
But that's entertaining.
That is entertainment.
That is. It really is. I really was not trying to be funny. Like, if I would have went to a concert and he did that and I was not expecting it, I would have been thoroughly entertained.
Dog, that shit is crazy. But I do think, like, people need to stop being afraid to dance and entertain on stage. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is meant to just stand there with a mic and
I agree.
You know, give a performance. Like, no, we want to be entertained. Like,
you could do a little hip sway,
song. Yeah. Who's a rapper that used to dance? Nelly used to dance.
He did?
Yes, I went to a Nelly concert. Nelly used to have some fire dancers too.
He used to dance?
He used to be like doing a little, not like breaking it down, but he used to hit a little 1-2. You know what I'm saying? T-Pain be dancing.
No, T-Pain do be dancing. He be pop.
Yeah.
Locking. He do. He be hitting it.
Yeah, like MC Hammer. That brother was dancing.
Okay.
Niggas used to say they would pass out of his rehearsal straight up. A pumps and a bump. A pumps and a bump.
I'm not about to play with you.
He was fine in that video. With them
he
speedos.
Was fine back in the day. He was.
Okay, so those are our bops of the week. Do you have an item of the week?
I do, but I lifted in my purse.
Oh, it's okay, because I don't want to talk about my item of the week. Okay, so obviously, y'all, I got a new hairstyle this week. And I have to shout out my girl, because I have been going to her for the longest to get my hair done. She's super professional. And I know one thing, in Atlanta, a lot of times people have problems going to their hairstylist, because they have all these rules, and they don't even want to wash your hair. They don't want to do nothing. They just want you, they want you to show up ready to go. Damn near with your hair already braided. So I have been going to Rich Look Hair since like 2017, 2018. She's the only person I let do my sew-ins, you know, all that good stuff. So I actually got some hair, some new hair from her. It's called the, I think it's the Luxe Hair, Luxe Curl. But this is some new hair she has, and y'all, it is so easy to manage.
Cause it's pretty. It looks like a deep wave.
Yeah, it's like, it's really fucking pretty, and it's so easy to manage. Like, I'm not going to lie, the other night I fell asleep without putting my little bonnet on and doing a little two-strand twist out. And y'all know how curly hair can get, but I woke up and it was still soft. Like, I can run my fingers through it. All I got to do is put water on it, a little mousse, a little bio oil, and I'd be out the door. Because I feel like, with straight hair, you know, you got to curl it every day. You got to do this.
Or you be looking crazy.
Or you be looking crazy. And sometimes curly hair can be high maintenance, too, because you got to brush it and do all this. But this hair is so soft, and it's super manageable. So y'all make sure y'all hit up Rich Look Hair. It's at Rich Look Hair on Instagram. Her name is Didi. She does fire sew-ins, and she's actually licensed, so she's going to wash your hair, do all that stuff. Like, I literally be showing up. I will literally take my braids out and just show up to Didi. I'm like, girl, help me out. She's like, girl, I got you.
That's the only type of hairstylist I like, though, because I don't want to have to show up and already have done all the work.
All the work. Like, what are you here for? What Why are you am I paying for? You? Why am I paying you? And that's another thing, too. Like, her prices are not, like, crazy. Like, I don't like people that... they want to charge you $20 for a curl.
Right.
$20 for a cut. Like, why are you at... it should all be included together. I think that is so weird when people do their websites like
that. Their price list, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, shout out to Didi.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lexi.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And I got some really good news for y'all.
Yes, period, y'all. We are about to revamp our whole Patreon.
Yes.
We got so much new shit coming soon for y'all. Like, we about to be doing challenges. We about to be doing vlogs. We really about to be dropping a lot of exclusive content for y'all. So, if one episode a week is not enough, y'all about to get some more content. On Patreon.
Yes, y'all be saying, oh, make the episodes longer. I need twice a week. Well, this is your opportunity to see us twice a week. And also, you're gonna get a look into our lives and know what's on a personal level. So make sure y'all sign up at patreon.com/poorminds. Sign up today. There's different tiers. So if you want audio only, you can just listen. If you want video and audio, we have that too. And also, we have a top tier where you get exclusive access to merch, shows, all that good stuff. So go to patreon.com/poorminds and sign up today.
Yes. So now it's time to get into our favorite segment of the week, which is Pour Your Heart Out. So, you know, if you have any questions, you can always send them to askpoorminds@gmail.com. Thank you, Ty. @gmail.com. And if you have any testimonials, send them to askpoorminds@gmail.com too, because we know that we done told y'all some crazy shit over the years. So, yes, let's get into question number one. Hey, Lex P and Dre and Nicole with three E's. This might be long, but I need some advice on traveling by myself. I don't have a boo and my friends are never travel ready, but I love being outside and exploring new places that I have never been. My only issue is traveling far distances by myself. I really want to see most of the world's playgrounds, but I don't know. I feel like traveling by myself makes me such an easy target to get kidnapped or worse. Not to make it dark, but realistically, anything can happen. I just graduated from graduate school and I have a pretty good job, and so as y'all can imagine, I'm more than ready to start taking flights. Laughing my ass off. What should I do? Love y'all.
That apple was juicy.
It was so good. So I need another one.
So let me just say this. I haven't traveled alone yet. That's something that's actually on my list. So I can't properly answer this for you. I'm sorry, because I've never traveled alone, because that's something I fear as well. I would say, I don't follow her anymore. Your best bet is to find people like on TikTok and social media that travel alone, because they give you tips. I don't feel comfortable giving you tips or telling you how to, because every time I travel with Killa, I'm with Drea. I'm always with someone. I've never gone on a trip alone. So I will say your best bet is to follow people and engage with people who travel alone more so you can get tips from them so they can show you, you know, exactly what to do and how to stay safe and things like that.
Yeah, and I've traveled by myself one time. I went to Colombia by myself.
I did when I got my BBL, but I guess I didn't count that.
Well, yeah, because you was out of commission, though. Like, yeah. You couldn't do nothing, so you weren't really going nowhere. But when I went to Colombia to get my teeth done, I was there for, like, 3 or 4 days. And I was by myself, and, like, I was, like, walking around. But I will say, if you don't travel by yourself, you have to stay in a tourist-friendly area. Like, that's the key. It was a lot of different things that I could have tried and did while I was out there, but I chose to stay in the areas that were tourist-friendly. So, like, I stayed, you know, not that far from my hotel and stuff. And I think it's cool. Like, I think it's good to travel by yourself. I actually want to do more solo trips that's not for, like, you know, because obviously I was getting my teeth done, so I didn't really get to enjoy myself that much because it wasn't so much of a leisure trip. But I definitely want to start going on more trips by myself this year. Why are you looking like that?
That's a good ass.
It is.
I'm usually a green apple type of girl.
Really? I like, is this Honeycrisp? I like Honeycrisp apples. But yes. But anyways, yeah, I definitely think it's not anything wrong with traveling by yourself. You just have to be smart. Like, girl, I wouldn't be being, like, of course you want to talk to people and be nice and be friendly. Because I was even talking to people when I was, like, at the mall and stuff when I was in Colombia. But you just got to be smart about the conversations and don't be too friendly. You know, just use your discernment. If you got a good instinct about something, go with your good instinct. And I think you will be straight and have a good time. Because I know a few people who, you know, have traveled by themselves and they always have a good time.
Amen, sister. That was good advice. All right, question number two. Hey, Dre and Lex, I'm actually new to you all, and I have been watching y'all's episodes. It's always good laughs and great advice, so I was wondering if y'all could help me. I'm a 24-year-old female, and my daughter's dad is 31. We got together when I was 21. We recently broke up, and we still live in the same apartment together. Some nights he doesn't come home, and I would prefer for him to just move out if he won't be here every day. When I approach him about it, he just says he doesn't have to come home every night because we aren't together anymore. I just want to know, am I being extra by thinking I'm being disrespected? Should I not feel some type of way because we broke up? Thanks in advance. Well, I'll say this. Technically, he's right. Technically. But if y'all broke up and you feel uncomfortable, y'all need to go y'all separate ways. Y'all need to get out of that house if y'all aren't trying to work on y'all's relationship. Because obviously, to me, if we're still living together and you outside and you're not coming home, we obviously not working on our relationship. Because you obviously doing your thing. Girl, let him... You cannot control people, girl. Let him do... Let that man go. Stop caring about what he doing. Because you know what? As soon as you stop caring, that's when niggas want to spin the block and act right. But he's already disrespecting you. Because I feel like even though we're not together, you can still be respectful of my feelings.
Right.
We have a child together. We're living together. It's all about respect. And he's showing you, like, he's being disrespectful to me. You know what I'm saying? Even though y'all aren't technically together, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think it's disrespectful if they not together, though.
But if we're living together, and obviously, it seems like it's a fresh breakup.
Yeah. I mean, but if you and a person are broke up, then to me, like, y'all essentially roommates now.
Yeah, that's true. And but so, it's easier if it's out of sight, out of mind. But I got to hear you coming home at 3 a.m. or you not coming home for, like, 2-3 days. Obviously, you probably with a bitch or something. Well,
that's, I mean, probably. But that's why I think when people break up, they shouldn't be living together no more.
Right.
Like, somebody need to move out.
Yeah, somebody needs to move
either
out.
Either you and your baby or him. Somebody him need and to the find. Baby. But that's what
Him and the baby can move out.
Him and the baby?
Yeah, why she and the baby got to move out? Him and the baby can get the
girl,
fuck.
Shut your ass up. Anyways, I feel like somebody got to go, you know? And at the end of the day, too, you didn't say what y'all financial situation is. Like, if, you know, y'all are splitting rent or if he paying the rent. But, you know, a lot of the time when niggas be paying rent and they think they can just do what they want.
Yeah.
So if he paying all the bills, he probably just be feeling like, shit, we not together no more. I could do what I want. And I'm not saying that it's okay.
Right.
But at the end of the day, y'all aren't together anymore. So if you feel disrespected, you feel like it's something that you can't deal with, I would just eliminate myself from the situation.
Facts. I agree 1000%.
And just focus on co-parenting and raising our child together. So
right. Because I feel like, and if you can't leave, if it's like a financial thing and y'all are splitting the bills, which I understand because life is expensive right now. I would just, you gotta focus and not let that shit distract you. You got to get over him. Try not to pay attention to it. Don't react. Because that's what, essentially, that's kind of what men want sometimes. They want a reaction. Yeah. They want to see how far they can push you to the edge. So don't react. Focus on your child. Focus on, you know, your job, whatever you have going on. And work on getting out of the situation. Work on getting out of that apartment.
I agree.
All right. So anything else we have to add on? Oh, do we have a voicemail? All right, so y'all make sure y'all send us the voicemail. This can be, look, this is not the advice line, okay? Y'all are giving us, you know, a good little review of the show, what y'all think about us, things that we can add on, just a little things to, you know, get stuff off your chest a little bit, okay? So the number is going to be at the bottom of the screen, so y'all make sure y'all call in and leave us a voicemail, okay? Go.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Deja. Y'all can't look at me on Instagram, D-Deja Nikia, okay? Anyways, but no, I'm mad because I was messing with this dude. I had met him at the mall or whatever. It's been like 3 months, maybe 3-4 months. We was chilling. We went on a few dates. He was cool. He was getting along. But next thing I know, we stopped talking for a few days. I check in like, okay, what's going on? You okay? I get a text back saying he in jail. I'm like, he in jail? Oh, okay. But then the next day I see he in my Instagram, I'm watching my story, he in my Instagram story views. So I'm like, is he in jail or is he just not trying to mess with me no more because what's going on? But yeah, like I just feel like that's weird because if you're not trying to mess with me for real, say that. Be direct and let me know, Bookie, because that's just weird. Bye,
girl. I feel like, you know, he could have been in jail.
He could have really been in jail, but...
And he ain't said nothing.
But
it could be a little bit of both.
You shouldn't be wanting to fuck with a nigga that's going in and out of jail anyway. Yeah. So that was your red flag. This is your get out of jail free card.
Maybe he had a tiki.
I don't give a damn. Pay it.
Maybe he had an unpaid tiki.
We too old
tiki.
To be doing all that shit.
We are.
Yeah. She said she was what? Did she say her age?
I don't think so. But she sound kind of young.
Yeah, she did sound young. But yeah, but we trying to create good habits for the girls. We went through that so the girls don't have to go through that. Okay. So
I don't know, girl. I feel like it's a little bit of both. He could have been in jail.
He could have been in jail.
I done been in jail for one day and was out the next day watching people's story too.
Yeah.
So I believe it. I don't know.
I remember you went to jail.
We talked about these numerous times. I think they remember too. Because I went to jail like 3 times.
Oh, yeah. But the last time was the worst time.
No, I was like, all times was the worst time.
No, because that last time you actually had to stay overnight.
I did have to stay overnight.
Locked up. They won't let her out.
Y'all, I was in a hall. I was in a cell.
Oh,
Lord. I was in a cell. I didn't have no blanket. I was sleeping on the concrete. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't even really go to sleep.
You did a beat.
I couldn't even go to sleep. Oh, I felt so uncomfortable.
Like, that was wild.
It was crazy as fuck. Like, it was so crazy. I just can't believe that that happened to me.
But back to the girl, I will say this. To me, 3 or 4 months when you're dealing with somebody is still too early to be unsure about how somebody feels about you. You should know, like, y'all still supposed to be in the honeymoon stage. So if you only 3-4 months in for... 3-4 months into a situation and you're like, I don't know how they feel about me. That's how they feel about you. A man that really wants you and likes you, he is not going to have you guessing on how he feels about you. That's how I truly feel. Like, especially at the 3-4 month mark. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. If maybe y'all are like years into it and maybe you don't feel loved and, you know, people, because sometimes people forget to show their partner love because it's so comfortable.
Right.
But 3-4 months in, girl, he's supposed to still be head over heels for you. So I think that's your answer right there. Okay.
Agreed. So yes, y'all. Thank y'all for watching. Of course, make sure y'all go to MuseBeautyCollection.com. Get your lip glosses, your lip liners, your matte liquid lipsticks. I'm also coming out with some new products really soon that I'm really excited about. So yeah, thank y'all and make sure y'all subscribe.
See y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Started out talking right here. Putting it down like a motherfucking Mac. Selling candy all up in my ear.
Yeah.
She wanna be down like the D's on a lac. Slow dancing in the club. Her diamonds look like rainbow. She grinding on my dick. She looking for the pot of gold. Hop up in the AMG and D, we in the West End. She putting moves on me. Coulda swole shawty's a wrestler. Talking all that shit. Soon as I hit. Now I got her talking like this in a falsetto.
She like, ooh, ooh, baby, ha, ah, ah,
in a falsetto.
She like, ooh, ooh, baby, ah, ah, ah.
falsetto.
She like, ooh, ooh, baby.
In a falsetto.
She like, ooh, ooh, baby.
I kind of ate that up.
She telling all her homies I'm the real deal. Every time she leave the crib, try to be coming right back. She talking dirty all up in my ear.
Ew.
And I'm finna put this dog right on the kitty cat.
I wasn't gonna show you up, but then you got that liquor.
Calling last night a fluke. Acting like she didn't remember. I hopped up in that lemon. I'm finna defend my title.
Finna put your ass to bed. Tell me which way would you like it. Talking all that shit.
Soon as I hit. Now I got her talking like this in a falsetto.
Like, ooh,
baby,
ooh,
in a
she like, ooh, ooh, baby, ooh.
That was good.
She said it feels like her very first time. She said it feels like her very first time. Grind it, grind it, grind it, baby. Grind it, grind it, grind
hey,
it.
Hey.
Oh, grind it, grind it, grind it, baby. Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right.
We ain't that down. I don't care what nobody says.
You was having a good time.
Shout out to the dream. Purr.